and welcome to My Career in Data, a podcast where we discuss with industry leaders and experts how they have built their careers. I'm your host, Shannon Kemp, and today we're talking to Ramla Sura from ATB.
With a robust catalog of courses offered on demand and industry-leading live online sessions throughout the year, the Dataversity Training Center is your launchpad for career success. Browse the complete catalog at training.dataversity.net and use code DVTalks for 20% off your purchase.
Hello and welcome. My name is Shannon Kemp and I'm the Chief Digital Officer at Dataversity. And this is My Career in Data, a Dataversity Talks podcast dedicated to learning from those who have careers in data management, to understand how they got there and to talk with people who help make those careers a little bit easier. To keep up to date in the latest in data management education, go to dataversity.net/subscribe. Today, we are joined by Ramla Sura, a senior staff SRE engineer at HEB. And normally, this is where a podcast host would read a short bio of the guest. But in this podcast, your bio is what we're here to talk about. Ramla, hello and welcome.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Shannon. Thanks for inviting me to this podcast.
Thanks for being here. I'm so excited to hear straight. Okay. So tell me, you are a senior, we just discussed, you just recently got a promotion. Congratulations. I want to call that out publicly. So way to go. And
Thank you.
Are now no longer the staff software engineer. You are now the senior staff SRE engineer at HEB. So tell me first, what type of business is HEB?
So if you haven't heard of HEB yet, HEB is like the most popular retail grocery store in Texas. So we have 400 plus stores already in Texas, and we started as like a mom and pop store, like started by a mom. So women empowerment, it's all about that. And I'm so excited to be part of that. So we, as it is, like retail is so difficult of an industry, like we have lots of complex algorithm to products to be created, algorithms, it's all of those. Yeah, we are known for the community support that we do all along. Like we have been very well into the community. We do a lot of things into the market too, which are like innovative, and data, of course, is like the key element to all of these. Yeah.
Oh, very nice. So what's made HEB so popular?
So the quality products is one thing, and our motto is here, everything gets better. So you can see from that, it's like self-descriptive. And if you ever get a chance to come to Texas, you should check it out. You would clearly see that our on-brand products are much better than so many of the other competing products, I would say. I'm so proud to be part of this company. And it's people-centric, and I've had a good tenure so far. It's been 5 years now, and I've thoroughly enjoyed my time here.
Very, very nice. So, well, now as a new senior staff SRE engineer, what is it that you do?
Sure. So SRE stands for Site Reliability Engineering. And you would be wondering, like, why that term for a data team? Because I do most of my work on platform engineering. So it's my responsibility to make sure that the site is reliable. To me, the site is nothing but the data platform. So you understand that, right? Now, when it comes to a platform engineer, my sole responsibility is like designing, building, and maintaining the underlying infrastructure for the whole data platform. And we have such a big organization dealing with all sorts of domains, and I am responsible for making sure that there is a reliable, secure, and properly governed platform with all the data managed, with all the controls put in place. So that's mostly what I do. I work with data engineers, data scientists, data analysts, and I work with the leadership. I work with the stakeholders, like all the product owners, and make sure that I understand the requirements and then take it along. Try to think about innovative solutions while at the same time, I don't want to stall anybody's work. Like, I just want to make sure that the work's getting along, progressing very well. But at the same time, we are not left behind when it comes to this emerging technology world in the platform. Yeah, that's what I do mostly.
Very cool. Well, and so you work with a lot of data in your job. So what's the primary way you work with data?
Oh, well, data is my bread and butter, I would call it. Yes, when I say data, to me, every component that I'm building should be thought through thoroughly to make sure that the volume can be accommodated. It's scalable. I cannot build a solution for one team which is not reusable. So I make sure that it's a reusable platform and it's a shared service across all my stakeholders. And then one of the key parts, like this year, the focus is mostly on the cost optimization and data security and governance. Because you all know, like this, the time has come where the data has grown enormously and we are trying to keep up to that pace of the growth of the data. And we are expanding rapidly too. The company itself is expanding rapidly. But when we try to make sure that we are going towards these needs of new needs based on personalization and based on targeted customers, we cannot risk the security factor of it. So those are the key factors that we are focused on. Majorly, I'm not saying that we don't have other focuses like with a lesser weight, but we still have to make sure that these are focused. And that's the key item now.
Oh, very, very cool. And yeah, cybersecurity, very important. So in fact, that's the second time it's come up recently in the podcast is cybersecurity. So then tell me, okay, so Ramla, you know, was this a dream when you were very, very young, say 6 years old, to say to yourself, when you were six, what was the dream? What do you want to be when you grew up?
You know what, when I was, as a child, like when I was growing up, I was so curious about how things are getting built. So that was a piece I was really keen on finding out. So I would just break things in apart and try to put them together to see how they are coming together. I would try to find patterns in those integrations. And computer, when I was introduced to a computer, I was so fascinated by it. And I would just try to play around with what I get across me. And then I still remember a time when I took out the hard drive and then tried connecting it to another computer's hard drive. You know, it was me trying to figure out how things work. Yeah, so I now, looking back, I now know that even though I didn't have like a bigger vision of like growing up into a platform engineer or anything, I would not have known that at that age. But those have come along well in my career because now here I am building platforms. So I'm trying to figure out how these modules fit together. So it's almost like I've grown from that child into a professional doing a similar thing, you know.
That is so cool. I love that so much. It is so, it's a journey of passion for sure. So tell me, so then what was your first job? What did you do?
Yeah, the first job was obviously, like when I was, even when my grads, like I wanted to be in the computer science. So I was on the computer science and I got hired as a Java developer. And then there was this bootcamp session where we had a couple of streams. One was the UI, like the front end facing UI. And then there was this backend, which is mostly dealing with the business and also the data. And I knew my calling, like I was right on to, I was excelling on my backend. I was not performing well on my, honestly, on my front end. So I knew that this is where I wanted to be in. So my first job, I was a data developer on a Java web-based application. Yes, that's how it started.
Fascinating.
Visit dataversity.net and expand your knowledge with thousands of articles and blogs written by industry experts, plus free live and on-demand webinars covering the complete data management spectrum. While you're there, subscribe to the weekly newsletter so you'll never miss a beat.
I love that so much. That's okay. So tell me, so where did you go from there?
Okay, yeah. So I did application development for multiple business domains. I got to learn the intricacies about transaction management and making sure that the data is reliable and item potency and all of those. I kept on doing that. And then I started seeing the increase of data and the data management at scale. So I think it was like in 2014 around when I got introduced, like, so it's now like 10 years, right? I don't know how time flew though. So 10 years back, I was introduced to the Hadoop and big data world. That was the beginning of it. And that time, because they wanted to have a person with an understanding of Java, because we all started doing this MapReduce program in Java and optimizing it. It was a pain at that time, but that was my beginning. And then it wasn't linear. I started trying out more innovative things like Spark. I mean, it was Hive and Spark, and that's how I grew. And then I switched my roles multiple times from big data developer to a big data engineer, a big data analyst, and the last job was engineer. And then eventually what I found out was that all of these, the whole thing that is getting built, right? Like engineering, scientist, analyst, all of them, there's a core piece, which is your platform. Because if you have a right, reliable platform, that's what matters. Like you can make all others' lives easier. So it was really enticing, an idea for me to move into a platform engineering. And thus I moved into one, and here I am.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. So tell me, I mean, as you're going through all these technologies throughout your career, how are you keeping up to date and learning? And, you know, how did you go from Java to Hadoop and learn Hadoop and how do you keep growing?
Yeah. So back in the days from Java to Hadoop, I had to, you know, buy a lot of books, like the physical books. And then I sit down and I read, I don't know how many times I read those, the definitive guide on most of these concepts, because as long as you have the basics, I mean, I've seen that, like, if you have the foundation well, you got it covered. So that's how I started. But nowadays, I'm not like, I listen to podcasts, and that's how I got to know about Dataversity. And then because we are on the run, right? Like the time is also not, I'm a mom of two. So I don't get time that much. So I just try to listen while I'm cooking, while I'm, you know, whatever I'm doing, I just try to do this piece of it to keep myself update. And then I also, sometimes I enroll for courses, and then I have been attending conferences too.
Oh, very, very nice. So a way to multitask.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how life throws lemons at you, and you
Right.
need to make lemonade. And this is how I'm making it.
That's how I got into podcasts too. So, because I can multitask while listening. Oh, efficiency. We love efficiency. So tell me then, what has been your biggest lesson so far in your career?
The biggest lesson in my career so far is that you should not stop learning. So that is a key thing, because one of the crucial lessons I've learned so far is that nobody is indispensable. So having said that, nobody would want to be an indispensable person too. So keep yourself up to date. And also, some of these systems, you might think that it can go for run well for the next 5 years, but it might not, you know. So those are the lessons that I have learned so far. So keep your passion, keep learning.
Indeed. Yeah. That is so important, especially to listen to your passion and keep that fire being fueled.
Yeah.
So tell me, you know, having worked with data for so long, for all of your career, what is your definition of data?
Data is, I would say, a collection of information. So it's more or less like you collect the facts, put them together, and derive value out of it. So that's data. And it's an integral piece of any business, because any business, if they want to flourish, they need to go back to their data and spend ample time analyzing the data and making sure that they understand the data. And they also should make sure that they just don't keep storing data for the sake of storing it. Sometimes you need the cleanup too. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So then, do you see the importance of data management and the number of jobs working with data increasing or decreasing over the next 10 years, and why?
Of course, it's gonna blast, I feel. Absolutely, the data management job is something which anybody who is interested in getting into a technology career, their investment, this is a well investment, like a investment which you would never feel that was gone into waste. So feel free to start reading and understanding, because that's the way to go.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. So then what advice would you give? I mean, aside from just from reading, you know, what advice would you give to people looking to get into a career in data management?
Yeah, so I just got out of an interview, right? Like, so I can talk on behalf of this whole how the hiring is happening these days too. So I would tell you, the one thing that I would tell you is that be strong on your foundations, like your data structures, your what else, like your fundamentals of the software engineering principles. So that is something that you would want to get a solid understanding on, because as a fresh career, like a person who is freshly starting on your career, definitely you would want to focus on those principles.
Indeed. And I think, you know, that's very true, especially for any of the aspects of data management that require technical skills. And even the business side, you know, understanding the foundation of your frameworks is core to a data management practice.
That's right. Yeah. I totally resonate with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and again, appreciate that you've got that fresh perspective on going through your recent promotion and job interview. So again, congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thanks for taking this time to talk to me.
Thank you. So Rama, you know, if somebody wanted to learn more about HEB, I mean, again, what a great organization. Love that it's women owned. Where would they go to find out more?
So we have a great careers page. You would have a lot of information, more than enough information out there. Testimonials all over the internet. You can reach like anything, right? Like be it Instagram, be it any of your social media networks, you would see people raving over HEB. I can't rave enough. Yeah. But definitely the careers page is the right page for you guys.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much. We will get that posted to the podcast page. Rumla, it's been a pleasure to chat with you and to get to know you.
Same here. Absolute pleasure here too.
Oh, well, thank you so much for taking the time. And to all of our listeners out there, if you'd like to keep up to date in the latest podcasts and in the latest in data management education, you may go to datarecity.net/subscribe. Until next time, stay curious, everyone. Thank you for listening to Dataversity Talks, a podcast brought to you by Dataversity. Subscribe to our newsletter for podcast updates and information about our free educational webinars at dataversity.net/subscribe.